This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great to have you here on a Friday, everybody. It's the last day of February today. Tailor-made, I would say, for a look back at the week that was. Lee Gallagher and John Carney are the lucky participants today in our weekly wrap. She is at Fortune Magazine. He is at the Wall Street Journal. And they are both in our studios in New York. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, John, gross domestic product is where we will start. Came out today, revised downward to a, I'm going to say, measly 2.4%. What are you going to say?
I have to say that we knew it was going to be not a terrific number, but it, you know, was not, you know, nothing horrific. It did not a really big downside surprise.
Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fundamentally an optimist. You know, it's not 1.8%. I mean, it could have been worse. And, you know, we had a lot of headwinds toward the end of the year. Weather, everybody says, seems to be playing more of a role than initially thought. Business investment, you know, people were sitting on a lot of inventory. So that was naturally down a little bit. There were things like cuts to unemployment benefits and even the payroll tax still. We did have some headwinds, but, you know, it doesn't mean that things won't pick up from here.
Can I ask a parenthetical question to either of you? Why do we pay so much attention to this thing when it is revised so wildly every month, John?
One big reason is because lots and lots of people throughout the government and private enterprise use this when they're planning things. It gives them a piece of information about how the economy seems to be doing. And so they try to build off it, even though it gets revised and revised. It's the best thing we have. So you use what you got.
All right. Fair enough. Lee, you want to weigh in on that one or no?
Yeah. I mean, it's the one number that sort of takes the temperature of everything at once. You know, in theory, everything is baked into this number. It's like, how we doing? This is it. And it's easy. It's like either a two or a three. It's not, you know, incremental percentages.
Look, every time you go to the doctor, they take your blood pressure. That doesn't tell you why your blood pressure is high or low, but you still pay attention to the number, and then you get to investigate what happened after that.
Or like your weight even more.
All right. Anyway, before we get too far into the medical appointment here, Janet Yellen, Madam Chair, I think is what she's decided she wants to be called, of the Fed, went to Capitol Hill this week. And she said in what was relatively brief testimony, she was only up there in front of the Senate for 2 hours. She said things have softened a little bit. Given that and the GDP number, you guys still all right with the economy?
I'm a little worried. Not just the GDP number. If you look at things like corporate bond issuance, municipal bond issuance, there's all these signs of softening that the mortgage originations are down.
There's
a lot of frightening signs out there that say things might be slowing down a little more dramatically than we thought they were going to in the first quarter.
And Lee, even though you are an optimist, I mean, come on, this would be like the fourth year out of five that spring has not been kind to us.
Oh, my God. Remember those green shoots?
I know. Where is he?
I know.
That guy, who said that? He's retired now.
he's out of there.
Look what happened to him.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, I don't know. The Fed is still not making any changes to its plan to sort of slowly taper here.
Yep. No,
and,
that's true.
You know, I would say the one number that I worry about the most is probably actually the jobs number, because that's been really surprisingly negative the past couple months.
Which will come out next week. We did get some numbers this week, though, Lee, on housing. You literally wrote a book on housing. Numbers were kind of meh. I mean,
they were mixed.
Yeah.
They were mixed.
So what do you make of that?
Existing sales were a little bit better. New home sales, not so good. You know, one of the most important numbers for the housing market is actually going to come in the jobs report next week, and that is the employment rate among the young people, because we have so many young people stuck at home living with their parents. And Jed Kolko from Trulio has talked a lot about this. But this is, as they start to move out, that portends potentially very well.
Right.
For
if you can't
market.
Get a job, you can't move into your own apartment.
Right. Exactly. All right. John Carney at it's a new job, The Wall Street Journal, right?
Yes, indeed.
And Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Her book, by the way, should you want to go out and buy it, it's gotten rave reviews. It's called The End of what? The Suburbs or Suburbs?
The End of the Suburbs.
The End
Thank
of the
you,
Suburbs.
Kai.
Anytime. We'll see you guys later. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You too.
All right.